Art and the Anthropocene. The Anthropocene describes the period when human behaviour has had an impact on Earth's climate and ecosystems. It is debated when this began, with the Industrial Revolution during Constable's time or after the first nuclear bomb was dropped in 1945. By the 1970s, there was a growing interest in protecting the environment. It is arguable that even in the 19th century, the interest in landscape art was a deliberate turn away from the pollution and overcrowding of the city. The combination of the Enclosures Acts and the Industrial Revolution had a huge impact on the rural population, with many agricultural labourers forced to relocate to find work in the cities. Since the 1960s, this interest and focus has informed art, notably in the expanded approaches to landscape of Richard Long and David Nash. Long and Nash challenge monumental, predominantly urban civic art in favour of materials from nature and ephemeral interventions in the landscape. We find their work as we approach the lower end of the gallery, Long's large stone circle and Nash's cracking box. A detailed audio description of Peter Lanyon's large landscape, High Moor, can be accessed by scanning the QR code next to the painting, displayed in the middle of the left wall opposite the main gallery entrance. In the lower right corner of the gallery, behind Nash's sculpture, is the oil painting Oak House, Hartcliffe, by Julian Perry, its stark bare tree haunting the tower blocks behind. In his film The Opposite of Time and Installation, How the Artist Was Led to the Study of Nature, Andy Holden explores what happens when a love of nature becomes an agent of destruction in the form of egg collecting. His work can be found in the lower end of the gallery where a viewing area has been set up. This concludes the exhibits in the main gallery. In Exhibition Gallery 2 on the lower first floor just off the main hall balcony, Maeve Brennan's film, Listening in the Dark, shows the unintended consequences of wind turbines on their local environments. Truth to nature has become increasingly urgent in our era of climate emergency. The final section, Borderlands, can be found in Exhibition Gallery 3, on the upper second floor through the Ceramics Gallery. Here, artists examine liminal spaces, borders, and access to land. Audio description is available in Borderlands for exhibits by Ito Barada, Ian Chamberlain, and Shilpa Gupta.